Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, August 28th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks in China closed higher after Beijing cut a tax on trading, known as a stamp duty, in an effort to help revive its sagging capital markets. In addition, China's securities regulator said it would take steps to limit new listings, which could help balance supply and demand and allow more margin lending. Shares in China have slid this year as investors have dumped stocks, as the country's economy has faltered and its crucial real estate sector has slumped. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo is in China for a four-day visit in a bid to ease tense relations while also standing firm in confrontations over tech restrictions and Beijing's trade practices. Chinese officials have criticized what they see as unfair treatment of the country's companies, especially as the Biden administration elevates national security in its economic policymaking. Raimondo is the third U.S. cabinet member to visit Beijing in recent months. And 3M is nearing a settlement that would resolve hundreds of thousands of claims by veterans that earplugs made by the company and a subsidiary failed to protect them from hearing loss. Under the terms being discussed, 3M would pay about $5.5 billion, according to people close to the talks, who said the company's board hasn't yet voted on a proposal to settle the case. Negotiations are continuing, and the final amount hasn't been established yet. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures also edged higher, building on Friday's gains, when Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell indicated in Jackson Hole that officials are open to raising rates again. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.